News Talk 1230 WFAS AM. It is Orlando in the morning. It's 8:15. With us on the phone is a very special guest, and Darren. Darren has put together a convention for fans of baseball like Matt and myself who simply love pain. Darren, what's up, brother?
Just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I hear you, man. We're in Westchester. We're in Hartsdale. You're in what? You're in Queens?
Yeah, I'm in Queens.
All right, so reason why we're on the phone with Darren is because Darren has put together this pretty awesome baseball convention. I'm going to have you explain it a little more, but Darren, I live on the island. I work in Westchester. How much snow did you get over the weekend?
I actually only got back into town last night. On the weekends, I go up to Hunter Mountain.
Okay.
And we got over a foot up there. At home, there's like nothing here. I assume that it turned to rain. I don't really know, but... I'm a snowbird. I love snowboard on the weekend. So every chance I get, I head up to the mountains. And when you get a foot of snow in December, you can't skip that. So I went up and rode for the weekend.
Well, I tell you what, brother. It's your busy time because it's the winter. For a change, it's finally the Mets' busy time in the winter as they're making moves.
As many as they can. I mean... what do they say? Expect the worst. Hope for the best. Yeah, I mean, it's the same old story with the team. We always seem to be the laughing stock of baseball.
Absolutely.
The last 5 or 6 years. You know, money was tight for quite a while, and supposedly they brought Sandy Alderson here to implement a plan, and he seems to be making some moves so far. I mean, we got a couple new guys for next season, but there's still a lot of holes to fill, so we'll see.
I haven't really seen much of a plan other than balancing the Wilpons checkbook. There is an illusion right now because of the contracts they gave Granderson and now Colon, and, you know, who can't forget that $7.25 million they burnt in a trash can named Chris Young, but that they're spending, and they're not really spending anything until payroll is higher than it was last year.
Right. Well, also, it's one of those things where you can't sit on your hands forever.
Right.
And the market's a little weird this offseason, and you got to make some moves. I mean, I know the Chris Young payment is a little high, but at this point, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't spend nothing, and when there's no one else really out there to grab, what can you do?
Well, I think they got Young prematurely. I mean, right now...
I think so, too.
And we didn't need an outfielder. I mean, that money could have went to Abreu, a first baseman that we did need, or a shortstop or anything else. I mean, right now, the problem is, because we have Chris Young, there are so many talks about trading Dan Murphy, who is still our second-best hitter until Granderson does something in a Mets uniform.
Right. I really do like Murphy on the team. I mean, like you said, he's very consistent. He was a great guy last year. He's obviously not the problem on the team. So they got to figure out what they're going to do with first base and shortstop, like you said. I mean, Tejada did have a good year 2 years ago. Last year he fell off, and then he got injured. So, who could say what might happen this season? I'd really rather not have to see him out there.
Me either.
This year, I'm kind of over it. The same with Ike Davis. I mean, great guy, seems like a nice dude, but you can't, you know, just because you're nice and you get along with your teammates doesn't mean that you deserve a spot on the roster. So, we have to see what's going to happen for next year. But I'm hoping that Sandy's got some moves. You know, so far, you know, what else can we say? But
fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been a Mets fan my whole life. It just kind of turned into a business for me. So I'm a fan first, you know.
All right, well, Darren, let's talk about what you have going on. Let's talk about the dates that it's going on. Let's talk about the actual event, because when I read the email, I'm like, man, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I run a brand called The Seven Line. I've been doing it for a few years. It's a Mets-related clothing brand. It's not officially licensed, so I don't actually use Mets marks, the word Mets. It's just a fan brand that kind of escalated into like this movement. We do really big group outings at the stadium and also go on the road. And we have like, you know, almost 1,000 people show up to our games. So we have a pretty widespread audience. And Shannon Shark and Keith Blacknick run a website called MetsPolice.com. And we were bouncing around an idea over the summer about a fan fest and how the Mets don't have one. Back before I can really remember, they used to do something called a caravan in the winter where the Mets would organize something all around. They bring players and try to keep morale high and keep the team relevant even in the winter. And the only thing, as far as I know, that goes on in the winter is the Seven Line brand. I I run a calendar search every summer, and then we release the calendar girls in December and November and December, and that was really, as of the last few years, the only event in the off season. So the Mets don't have a fan fest. Even the freaking Marlins have a fan fest. So we were bouncing around the idea. I was like, well, why don't we do something together? See what we can pull off. And those guys really have been running with it. I've been dealing with a lot of, you know, Black Friday orders and doing my thing until January comes along. But the event itself is January 18th. We teamed up together, and
you got some great guests for this thing, man. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
You got some former Mets. January 18th, Mets fans are in for a treat.
Yeah, January 18th, it's at McFadden's, which is attached to Citi Field. If you've ever been to the ballpark, they throw the best parties before, after, and even during the game. Sometimes if you're tired of the losing, people just dip out early and go to the bar.
Usually the third inning is a good time to go to McFadden's.
Yeah, it seemed like the logical place, especially for the first year. We weren't really sure how much space we needed. And everyone knows where Citi Field is, especially if you're a Mets fan. So basically, the way Shannon describes it is it's a little bit Comic-Con, a little bit Mets Fan Fest. There's a little bit of everything. It's like a full day event. There's events for kids. There's also stuff for adults, obviously, diehard Mets fans. There's different panels. Ron Darling's going to be there. Ed Cranepool's going to be there. They're both going to be doing Q&A sessions and also autographs. Sandy the Seagull from the Cyclones will be there.
Nice.
And we also have a whole bunch of people coming to set up exhibits and also tables with merch. So it's a little bit baseball card convention, Mets convention. It's a little bit of everything.
So you can brush up on autographs, brush up on pictures, brush up on Mets memorabilia, and there'll be more than just Mets memorabilia too, right? People will be selling like autographed balls.
Right. Well, it's mostly Mets-centric stuff. The panels, there's going to be different rooms. If you've seen McFadden's, there's not that much space, but there was a way to split it up into different areas. So there'll be like a panels area, and if you're not interested in Mets trivia or the uniforms of the 80s, you can go skip out and do something else. So it's not like you're forced into a different event. There's a whole day's worth of stuff. If you go to queensbaseballconvention.com, right now there's a special offer up. The tickets are $35 for adults and $10 for children.
Okay.
And in New York, you can't do much for that price, especially for a full day.
Right.
McFadden's is also open for, beverages and food. And that price of admission also does include the signings of
Darling and Cranepool. Wow.
Yeah, when you go to an event, you know, sometimes just to get one of these guys to sign, it's more than that, just for the signature. So all that's included. There is a special offer now if you want to buy an official Queens Baseball Convention T-shirt and ticket. It's only $45, so you're getting a real good deal. We're not trying to we're not trying to rip anyone off here. It's just a fun event for Mets fans. We're Mets fans. We're organizing it, and we're just hoping that a good crew, good crowd of people show up. It's going to be a fun time.
Well, Darren, I love the 7 Line. I think it's amazing. I got to go to traffic, but I want to get you back on again before this event, and we'll be talking about it periodically because I think it's an awesome thing you're doing.
We're trying our best, man. I mean, like when, like I said earlier, you know, you hope for the best, and when the team's not playing well, we're Mets fans through and through either way. So why not just try to make it fun? You know, that baseball's fun. Sports are supposed to be fun. Obviously, the guys in the field are millionaires, and we're just trying to cheer along. You know.
Yeah, I hear you, brother Darren. Listen, man, one more time, get the website out there.
QueensBaseballConvention.com, January 18th, $35, $10 for kids. Come on out, and like they say, bring your kiddies, bring your wife. There's something there for everyone.
Darren, we'll be in touch, man, all right?
Thanks a lot.